Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. So good. It's a good song.
It sucks that we can't sing together, you know?
I know. It does suck. It's all screwed up, man. We've got delays going every which way. You know where we'll all be able to sing together? At Outside Lands 2021. It's on! And the tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. And we have a pair of three-day tickets to Outside Lands 2021. That's right. Already scheduled. And the whole band list is announced for August 6th through 8th, Golden Gate Park. Tickets coming up at 9.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank have been proactively working with Bay Area families and business owners on custom debt relief programs to keep people in their homes and keep local businesses in business. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, here's what's happening. So I was looking through some of the coronavirus numbers because, you know, that's really what's in the news as we all put our masks on and head out into the day, whether that's for just, you know, food shopping or you're going back to work. One of the hot spots right now in the Bay Area, have you seen this? It's Marin.
I have seen it.
It's a trip. Now, they are saying part of that is there was a huge outbreak at San Quentin. So that's one of the things attributing to that. They're also saying it looks like Memorial Day, Mother's Day, and some of these graduations may be leading to the spikes that we're dealing with. I know down south there was a group of kids that got together after their graduation, which was very, you know, appropriately done. But then the kids all got together and took pictures without face masks. And, of course, there was outrage because people thought, what are you guys doing? What are you doing? And, you know, what they're
having
doing what
fun,
kids do.
We're being kids.
Right. They're doing what kids do. But
I think,
too,
because we had pretty low numbers in Marin County for so long, a lot of people just felt like, all right, well, the hell with it. We're going for it. I mean, I definitely, a couple weeks ago, we loosened up. I went to that protest. I went to, like, I think we went to Home Depot. And just, you know, I was like, oh, my God, everything's kind of getting back to normal. And then sure enough, not. Although they're saying prisons in general are just terrible, and they're not closed. People, don't worry, it's just prisoners. It's a closed environment. No, there's also people who work there,
mm-hmm.
and things that come in and out. And you know, people get released and people get brought in. I mean, it's not a closed environment.
We're continuing to deal with spikes, so the new directive is wear your mask when you head out today, and that's hopefully what you'll do for all our sakes. Speaking of someone in a mask, the masked lady at the yogurt store has been caught, everyone. I just wanted to mention that headline. I already did the story, but it was interesting to find out that this lady coughing on a baby in a frozen yogurt store became front page news. And of course it was irresponsible and a terrible thing for her to do, but very surprising times that things have gotten this negative and hostile. That many years of life experience led to a snap at the yogurt store. And by the way, she works for the local school district in San Jose. So,
yay, she works with children.
Yeah, like, whoa, dude. What?
I bet a lot of people who work with children secretly hate them. Like, that's what I think about this lady. She secretly hates children, you know? She's just over it.
I do know there are teachers who would say, yeah, I'm not having kids. I have kids all day, every day.
Yeah, no thanks. I've seen kids. I've dealt with them, and I don't want them.
Here's an interesting story about baby names. I thought that was not COVID-related, so...
Fun.
Mm-hmm. First of all, one of the hot names that seems to have caught on, I don't know who Sunny Sandoval is. Do you know who that is?
That is a familiar name.
They say that...
Look up Sunny Sandoval.
They named their daughter Neva in 2000. And many people went...
It's a song, what? Neva?
No, they named their daughter Neva, and it's Heaven spelt backwards.
Oh. N-E-V-A-E-N.
A-E-H. How would you say that?
Neva, I guess.
Neva? Yeah, Neva. Okay. Well, anyway, that seems to have caught on. Like, people really liked that whole thing, and especially where twins are related. So they've been doing this thing where they'll name a kid. One's Leon and the other is Noel.
Or
one is Aiden and the other is Nadia. Or the one is Ira and the other is Ari, which I thought, that is kind of adorable, right?
It is. It's really cute.
Here are the top baby names right now, though, out there, if you're, you know, with child and wondering.
Oh.
And I went, oh, look at that. Isla is at number two.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Posey's number one. Isla's number two. Olivia, Aurora. Maeve? M-A-E-V-E.
Oh, I know where that's from. That's from
Where's
Sex
that from?
Ed. That's from Sex Education on Netflix. That show is great, and she's an amazing character. Maeve.
And her name's Maeve.
Maeve. M-A-E-V-E.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Maeve.
Cora, Amara, Ada, Amelia, and Charlotte are your top names. Milo's number one for boys right now.
Milo. That's
Milo, cool. Jasper, Atticus, Theodore.
Atticus. Hilarious. That's from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Asher, Silas, Jack, Finn, Henry, and Felix.
Oh, those are all really cute names. Cute boy names right now.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, there's some names for you.
Those are great. Yeah, I don't. A lot of people don't want to go for the popular one, you know?
Yeah, I understand
You know, they want something, you know, like Neva that's, you know, unusual.
Well, I do think that as I was in school, I had a million Jennifers, a million Michelles.
Michael was big.
I've had at least five best friends named Jason.
Oh, yeah,
the years.
Jason was huge.
So there's, you know, I get why someone would say, you know, I want a sturdy name. And I also get why someone else would say, I want anything that's not overdone.
Right.
Except that we did that. And now Isla's number two on the list. So.
Right. Well, Evie's not on the list. That's a good one. Ripley would have been a solid name.
Ripley would have been a solid name. You're right. I have regrets about that. No question. I felt pressure. I have had input through the years about some of my behaviors, and I've as a grown-up, I've learned to question everything.
Oh, don't. Yeah.
Is this me being a dick? Am I being a dick again? I don't even know.
She's
going to
be who she's going to be, and you picked a name, and don't worry about it. I know I have name regrets, too.
So, a woman in Florida assaulted her boyfriend with pizza on Tuesday. These are people, I'm assuming they're not in quarantine, since that seems to be the move in Florida. You know, just do whatever we want and
Apparently,
see how that goes for us.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's got a nice big outbreak down there. There's how it turns out.
Right. 37-year-old Robert Ybarra decided to make pizza at 3 in the morning on Tuesday while his girlfriend was sleeping on their couch at their home. This is in St. Petersburg.
Oh.
Her name's Becky Bartlett. She's
Becky
32.
Bartlett.
But apparently she snapped on him. They'd been arguing all night. Good old... Maybe they are quarantined. Maybe
Yeah, you know what? That sounds like it. Anybody who's up at 3 in the morning making pizza in the kitchen randomly and the lady sleeping on the couch, that just sounds like we're not going anywhere.
Right. That's
we're not getting up for a job.
Thing is right. Us, you know, being here trapped in the house for too long. Anyway, when she woke up, she found out he was making pizza without her and she flipped out.
Oh. Oh, she would have wanted to be awoken to join in the pizza making fun.
I don't know why people think that others should wake them for things. I have one of those in my house. Grabs a blanket, falls sound asleep, and then is like, how did you, why didn't you wake? I don't know. I mean, why did you grab a towel and or a blanket and a pillow on the
if
couch?
That wasn't where you were planning to sleep.
Yeah, I assume you wanted to sleep. I think I'm being polite tiptoeing away. Sorry. Anyway, she walked to the oven, pulled the pizza out, and threw it at Robert and burned his hand. So the police were called. They saw the burn along with the pizza sauce on his pant leg, and Becky was arrested for domestic battery. Unfortunately for Robert, he had some outstanding warrants, and he was arrested too. So both of them got undone by the 3 in the morning pizza. Becky's already out of jail, but Robert had some warrants for selling drugs.
Maybe that explains why he was making pizza at 3 in the morning.
Maybe. He's still in jail and looks like he will be for a bit.
That's not funny. Here. Stop it, people.
Yeah, don't laugh at that.
Don't laugh at that. It's not funny.
Here's a quick coronavirus, a quickie. It says that while many of us, you know, or some of us have done things we never would, like cough in a baby's face, most of us, while this time is stressful, have found ourselves being more grateful for our health, our relationships, and life in general.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
Almost 70% of people have been inspired by all the random acts of kindness that we've seen out there in the world. So that's good news on the good side of this quarantine.
Don't do a bad news.
Don't do a bad next, you mean?
Were you about to? Because it's like, there's something on the good side.
No, I mean, I have all kinds of different changed behaviors, but let me do something else entirely. Men break the speed limit twice as often as women. Is anybody surprised?
No.
No, not even close.
Yeah. Especially the older I get, the slower I drive. It feels better. It's nice.
I tried to follow you one time and was like, I can't. I'm going to figure out how to find this place myself. Yeah. I can't drive this slow.
And then you couldn't find it, so you just should have stayed behind me.
I know, but I'm too tweaked by trying to stay slow like that. I'm like, oh, my God.
Just relax. We'll get there when we get there.
Oh, here's good news. Hard seltzer has been the latest hot drink. Well,
White
not hot
claw.
Like hot.
Yeah.
Right. But these are the big drinks right now. Now it looks like there's a hard seltzered flavored ice cream out there for you. The brand Truly Hard Seltzer teamed up with a company called Tipsy Scoop. And they're making alcoholic ice cream. Each pint is 5% alcohol.
Oh, so the alcohol actually is still effective even though it's frozen in the ice cream?
Maybe they got a look at what the cannabis business is doing and they thought, hey, maybe we missed out on this, you know, every kind of product infused with our stuff.
Interesting. I guess, you know, we do keep vodka in the freezer sometimes. I mean, it doesn't freeze. So I wonder if it's like, you know, with a swirl of vodka in it or something. That's interesting. Yeah, I'd try that. You're not allowed.
You would?
Then. Yeah, you can't have any.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah.
I don't want no trouble, kid.
Truly's is the brand that they sell at Costco. So that's they don't sell White Claw at Costco. They sell Truly, which is another brand of hard seltzer.
Oh, okay. And so Truly, that's the company that's doing this hard seltzer ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe we'll see it in our Whole Foods then.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We're always looking for your contributions via text, and hopefully you'll get to hear it read back on the air. Here's a couple. I named my son from 408. I named my son John. Just a classic. And it's rare nowadays.
Yeah.
And we all know great Johns, right, Sarah?
We sure do.
LOL.
John is a sturdy name. It's a good one. John. Nodge.
Neva, or heaven backwards, is pronounced Nevaya.
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 Okay.
Nevaya.
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 Yeah.
Oh, Nevaya.
Right. There's more pronunciations here. Nevaya. Right. Okay. All right. Well.
Nevaya.
Neva. Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever.
Nevaya. Screen cream.
It sounds to me like a made-up name, and so however that person has decided to pronounce it.
Go with that.
It's up to them, mm-hmm. isn't it? Maeve is a great character on Westworld, played by Thandi Newton.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't.
She's one of the robots, right?
She is one of the robots. She's a, I want to say she's like a hooker at the saloon when the show starts.
Atticus married Lady Rose in Downton Abbey. Is that right? Atticus?
The guy's name was Atticus?
You would know.
I can't remember.
All right.
Can't remember all the names. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that could also be where it's from. I always think, when I hear Atticus, I think of Kill a Mockingbird.
What a trip. So many people are writing. So this name did catch on. The heaven backwards. There are a lot of people have. Vinny,
funny.
It's pronounced Nevaya, heaven backwards. I had a student with this name. It doesn't roll off the tongue, but that's how you say it. All right. A lot of people know this name, so that's cool.
I like Neva. I think that's cute. Neva.
N-E-V-A. How bummed is everyone that named their daughter Khaleesi now? Are they bummed?
Well, she did go crazy and ruin everything.
Oh,
spoiler
so
alert.
You think because of the ending of the show, it's tainted the name.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone went with full-on Daenerys. You know?
I'm sure. What do you mean, wonder if anyone? You bet a bunch of anyone's did. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm sure. And I wonder if there are like little Tyrions running around or, you know? They had a lot of cool names in that show.
Hey, Sarah, are you wearing bras during this time? I've been wearing sports bras since March. Do you know if there's any side effects? I heard about breasts that could look like road kills after wearing too much sports bra.
Oh, because they get squashed down? No, I haven't had a bra on since March 13th. That is officially the last day I had one on. I don't wear sports. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I don't wear sports bras either because I break a sweat wrestling those on and off. So I just wear, if I have to wear something, I'll wear like kind of a tight tank top, you know, just to kind of squish everything down so it doesn't look quite so loose, jiggly. But it's very rare. It's very rare that I have any.
How would you do that?
But just, you know, I don't know. I just don't like them running around in my shirt.
Running around is a great look, just for the record.
I'm uncomfortable with it. What's it called?
Liberty.
Yeah, it is. Really, it's been lovely. You know, nothing right now.
I've done some research, Sarah.
Free like a bird.
According to the data from the Social Security Administration, mm-hmm. 4,500 babies were named after Game of Thrones characters in 2018. Oh. Of those, 560 were named Khaleesi, and 163 were named Daenerys.
Oh, who else? What other names?
I only looked up those so far. Question the fast facts, Sarah.
It's not a fast fact. You said you had the info.
Of Daenerys.
I've never heard of sports bras being the issue. I've always heard that it was kids that are the issue for the boobs. Like some boobs, and I was with a lady, this was many, many years ago, but she was like, look, having kids completely, I have no density. It just went away. Mm-hmm. The boobs are just, and to use her word, they're just pancaked. So I'm going to keep my bra on. And I was like, all right.
Oh.
What are you going
like
to say?
Them anymore. It does. It absolutely does. I know a few people who've even got augmentations just because they're like, not to go big, but to go back to normal. You know, like they're shells of what they used to be.
I've got your answer, Sarah.
Oh, great.
There's all kinds of names. All the names. Khaleesi, Yara, Lyanna, Daenerys, Shay, Renly, Jory, Tyrion. Jorah, Sansa, 29 Sansas out there.
Oh, Sansa.
In 2018. Mm-hmm. Ramsay is 15. Theon, 14. Named your kid after Theon, huh?
Yeah. Well, maybe they named him before they found out what happened. Before.
Who was that super dark dude?
Oh, Ramsay Bolton?
Ramsay Bolton,
Ramsay's the bad guy, mm-hmm. the one with the dogs?
Yeah.
People name their kid after that guy?
They
Yeah,
well,
15 people. 15 character. Kids in 2018.
Any Viserys? Thought that was a good name, solid name.
I don't see that name.
What was Drago?
Oh, Khal Drago.
Khal Drago. Any Khal Dragos?
Oh, Khal. Nine Khals. Khal.
Oh, Khal. Khal Drago.
Oh, wow. Nice. All right. Hey, I'm out of time. I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.